Chapter 4, Making Sure You've Created a Recombinant Plasmid. Introduction. When scientists clone a gene in order to produce a human therapeutic protein, they create a recombinant plasmid that includes the human gene of interest. To do so, they use restriction enzymes to create DNA fragments that contain the plasmid components. Chapter 2. And then use DNA ligase to join those fragments together. Chapter 3. As part of the gene cloning process, scientists have to verify or confirm that they have created the recombinant plasmid they need, that is, the one with the gene of interest, which will make the therapeutic human protein and all the necessary components for that protein to be made. In this chapter, you will continue to work with the tools of genetic engineering as you verify that you have the recombinant plasmid you need in order to produce RFP. Chapter 4 Goals. By the end of this chapter, you will be able to do the following. Describe why it is important to verify products created in the genetic engineering process. Predict the relative speed of DNA restriction fragments and plasmids through a gel during gel electrophoresis. Separate and identify DNA restriction fragments and plasmids using gel electrophoresis. What do you already know? Discuss the following questions with your partner and write your ideas in your notebook. Be prepared to discuss your responses with the class. Don't worry if you don't know all the answers. Discussing these questions will help you think about what you already know about gel electrophoresis, verification in the lab, and ligation. 1. Why do DNA restriction fragments and plasmids separate when analyzed by gel electrophoresis? 2. Why is it important to identify and verify a recombinant plasmid? 3. When DNA fragments are joined with a DNA ligase, an array of products is created. How does this happen?